I'm Marco Werman with The World. Yo-Yo Ma is one of the most prolific recording artists I know. For the past decade or more, it feels like once a year I receive a new CD in his acclaimed Silk Road series. They're always compelling and they always transport me. But a new documentary has just come out, and for me, it's a revelation about the Silk Road project, how it started, and why Yo-Yo Ma went there. The film is called The Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. You have to see it. Here's the opening scene. Total, unadulterated joy, energy, excitement. I'm joined by Yo-Yo Ma and one of the members of the Silk Road Ensemble, Galician bagpiper Cristina Pato. Yo-Yo Ma, we'll talk about the Silk Road Ensemble, where it came from, in a moment. But Cristina, let me ask you first, what's going on in that scene? Where were you?
We are in the middle of Istanbul, actually.
We were performing
like a pop-up show, and it was really exciting because there is something about playing live music and amplified in the middle of a place that you don't know of the world that brings people together and creates this sense of community.
Everybody from the ensemble is there. Kehan Kalor from Iran, Kinan Azne from Syria, Wuman from China, you, Cristina from Spain. I mean, it's the globe is represented. Yo-Yo Ma, when you see this, does it feel like the restlessness that pulled you into the Silk Road project has paid off?
Well, I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I'm surrounded by unbelievably great human beings who also happen to be unbelievably talented.
I mean, Yo-Yo has this way of sharing his enormous generosity and curiosity and his way of letting us try out new things we have never tried before.
Let's talk about the beginning of the Silk Road project, because I've always wondered where it came from. And as we learn in the film, there are several factors that led to it. One of them was a sort of challenge from Leonard Bernstein, who gave a talk at Harvard, Yo-Yo, when you were there as an undergrad. And he said this.
What's the relevance of all this musicolinguistics? Can it lead us to an answer of Charles Ives' unanswered question, whither music? And even if it eventually can, does it matter? The world totters, governments crumble, and we are poring over music.
Charles Ives, the great composer. Yo-Yo Ma, explain what that appeal from Leonard Bernstein, what did it mean to you at the time?
Wow, it's great to hear that voice again.
Mm.
It's so influential, and it's so true that all these years later, we are looking for relevance, and many things are better in the world, but there's also a lot of conflict, and there's a lot of fear. And I think Leonard Bernstein's words were prescient. You know, he used to say, with terror, with violence, we just do what we do with even more passion. And I think we've taken those words to heart. And I believe that The Music of Strangers and the companion album, you know, Sing Me Home, are two examples of what people can do in the face of a changing world and unknowing world.
Cristina, you're from Galicia in Spain, and frankly, Europe is more prone to the idea of bringing disparate cultures together in kind of these experiments. For you, though, how revolutionary was the Silk Road project?
Well, I was trained as a classical pianist, although I had another life as a bagpiper doing a mixture of pop and rock. So to me, the Silk Road Ensemble became some sort of new home in which I could discover the connections between trying to do something deeply as we were doing in classical music and trying to communicate with people in a completely different way as I do as a bagpiper. And the Silk Road Ensemble is constantly providing all of us this sense of freedom and this sense of creativity of trying things that you would not even dare to try if you didn't have that space.
There's this great bit where composer Osvaldo Golijov is talking about his recommendation to you, Yo-Yo Ma, about an artist you needed to bring on board, and it was Cristina. Let's hear that.
Guys, you have to work with Cristina. She is amazing. She brings something so sensual, so earthy. She needs to be here because she brings something that is essential to the universal soul.
Well, the thing is, we didn't know what hit us when she first appeared in the basement of a Shakespeare and Company. But I think one of the things that's curious about musicians is that we're wanderers and we pick up things, just like your name, Marco, needs a polo attached to it.
Exactly.
It's the unseen part of you, Marco.
Christina, you've seen Yo-Yo Ma at work. How does Yo-Yo get all these people to work together and find these sounds?
And Yo-Yo is just one of us, and that's his way of sharing and his way of creating this space for trying things out. And these are instruments that are not meant to be playing with each other. I play an instrument that is 120 dBs. That means if you have a violin next to me, you could not hear the violin. So the challenges are usually bigger than the things that make it easier. So everything takes a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of cultivation and nurturing. And he provides that level for all of us. Beauty comes out in a very natural way.
Can I just say 120 decibels? That is the math of the bagpipe. I have no idea. Yo-Yo Ma, we learn as much about you and your life and the music of strangers as we do about the Silk Road Project. And you point out that for the past 35 years you've been married, 22 of them you've been on the road. After all this time, do you feel like you're any closer to a universal language of music?
I feel I know a lot more about people. And the music that comes out of us is the totality of our experience. So it's not the sounds themselves, but it's what underneath the sounds that actually is the expression. Whether it's strong or weak or vulnerable or twisted, it's all there.
Yo-Yo Ma and Galician bagpiper Christina Pato both feature in the new documentary, The Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble, as well as its companion album, Sing Me Home. Great to speak with both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marco.
Thank you, Marco. Polo!
Yo-Yo and Christina were in a remote studio, but something tells me his toe was not in the water. You can see the trailer for The Music of Strangers and find out how to see the entire film at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. On Instagram and Twitter, at Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so my friends will know I die. Six gamblers to carry my coffin, and six choir girls to sing me songs. The sticker just been on my hearse wagon to raise hell as I go along.
PRI, Public Radio International.